A Private Little War. Written by Green Fionn. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zushi, or The Untamed. Rating explicit. Relationship Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian. Also tagged for exhibitionism, coming in pants, the author's preoccupation with bodily fluids, making bad decisions while horny, general disregard for how much time episodes actually represent, episode 7, missing scene, episode 43, missing scene, and first time. Lan Wangji, like all of the Lan sect, were taught, conserved his life essence by refraining from unnecessary ejaculation. When he and the other disciples had been instructed in this precept, as boys, it was made clear that no more than necessary did not mean never. Lan Wangji learned, with a little experimentation, how long he could wait before his body took the choice away from him, and left him with an embarrassing laundry problem, and took care of himself on a regular basis. From the conversations he overheard between other disciples, he understood that he abided by this principle somewhat more stringently than his peers, but perhaps that was why he was nearly a year ahead of the other boys in forming his golden core. After Lan Wangji passed out of puberty, the period of time he could wait increased, so when, some time after the outside disciples joined them for lectures, and less than a month since his most recent ejaculation, he found himself waking up persistently aroused and his mind wandering to unworthy places while supervising punishments in the library, he was taken aback. Lan Wangji had been provoked into breaking more rules in the recent weeks than he had ever in his life, and another sign of ill discipline was not encouraging. It would pass, or it would not, and if it did not, he could take care of it this evening before sleeping. This afternoon, he would visit the hill the rabbits from Lan Yi's cave had taken to inhabiting, both to confirm the rabbits were doing well, and to ensure they weren't too destructive to the plant life. Sitting in the forest with the rabbits was very relaxing. He knelt motionless under a tree until one permitted him to pick it up. Its fur was soft under his fingertips, and its warm, quivering body was a comforting weight in his arms. No wonder Wei Wuxian liked rabbits enough to paint one on the lantern. Had he kept rabbits in Lotus Pier? Perhaps he had been inspired by finding these rabbits with Lan Wangji. Wei Wuxian, for all that he talked incessantly and wore his feelings on his face, was often a mystery to Lan Wangji. Shameless, he said, and boring, when what he meant was disconcerting, provoking, astonishing. Never before had Lan Wangji met someone as impossible to ignore as Wei Wuxian. Did Wei Wuxian really think it was his duty to help Lan Wangji with a yin iron? Lan Wangji imagined traveling with Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian would no doubt treat it as an adventure. He would drink wine at every opportunity. He would not give Lan Wangji a moment's peace, always touching and talking to him. Lanwangji startled out of his reverie to find the rabbit in his arms scrabbling to escape where he had unconsciously tightened his grip. With an effort, he relaxed and it leapt to the ground and dashed away. Excellent. Now he could add hurting small animals to his list of recent slips. On top of that, this excursion had apparently done nothing to quiesce the needs of his body, as he found he had somehow become most of the way hard under his robes. He frowned. This was not an appropriate time or place. Due to his lack of discipline, he would have to walk all the way back to his quarters in this condition. Unless he got himself under control, which would likely take longer than practical, or he took care of himself now. But he couldn't do that here, outside on the hill. As soon as the thought crossed his mind, his cock twitched and stiffened inside his robes, and he felt it begin to leak. Lanwangji wasn't certain if it was this way for everyone, but he always got very wet, making self-pleasure an activity best done without clothes. On such a hot day, he was wearing robes of a particularly light material, the overrobe open in the front. If he was going to walk back to his quarters, he had to go quickly, before the wet spot became obvious. Or, perhaps, there was another option. He looked around to confirm he was alone, and straightened up, and then leaned forward against a tree, drawing his cock out from his clothes. It stood stiffly out from his body and dripped steadily onto the ground. Now he would not dirty his robes while he got himself under control. He ought to recite the rules, or mentally practice a Gutin score, or do anything else that would distract him from the heaviness in his balls and the way his cock ached to be touched until he could safely cover himself and leave. Lanwangji was alone for now, but someone could come by at any moment and find him. The second Jade of Lan, with his cock out, hard and dripping in plain sight. This was madness. Imagine what another disciple would say. Imagine how Wei Wuxian, always so eager to get a rise out of Lanwangji, would react. Wei Wuxian would never let him live it down. If, for some reason, he came by this hill and found Lanwangji in such a position. Of course, it would not entirely surprise Lanwangji if Wei Wuxian himself, a singularly shameless individual, regularly pleasured himself outdoors. He did not seem overly concerned with his reputation, and he struck Lanwangji as someone who would enjoy the breeze on his bare skin. Lanwangji didn't groan, but he did exhale audibly as he let his forehead drop against the tree trunk. He ached to pick his hand up from where it rested on his thigh and wrap it around his cock. Without even a single touch, the foreskin had already drawn back completely, and his cock stood out dark against his robes. What was wrong with him? At this point, he reasoned, it would take longer to control himself than it would to finish what he started. And every moment he delayed increased the chance someone would find him, by all appearances, pleasuring himself in public. Lanwangji tentatively reached for his cock, then gripped it hard as arousal overwhelmed him. The urge to stroke himself rapidly was overpowering. He took a deep breath to bring himself back to his normal, restrained rhythm. But perhaps in this circumstance, a lack of restraint was prudent. He let his hand fly up and down his cock, pumping fast. The wet sound of his hand on his cock seemed very loud in the quiet clearing. Lanwangji could feel his ears burning. It felt like all his blood must be split between his ears and his cock, leaving none for his brain. Perhaps that was why he was doing something so unambiguously stupid. He could feel his climax beginning to build, with shocking rapidity. His cock was dripping continuously now, and he saw he was leaving a small puddle on the ground in front of him. He looked around while his hand continued to move on his cock. Was anyone coming? If they were, would he be able to stop? Imagine if someone, perhaps Wei Wuxian, also coming to see the rabbits, burst into the clearing. Even with his back to the path, the motion of Lanwangji's arm was unmistakable. Wei Wuxian would know exactly what Lanwangji was doing to himself, right here where anyone could see him, shamelessly taking his pleasure without regard for who might stumble across him. Would Wei Wuxian be shocked? Perhaps this would be what finally embarrassed him, an emotion that by all accounts Wei Wuxian did not feel. Or other disciples of his age sometimes found pleasure together. Perhaps Wei Wuxian would take Lan Wangji's shameless display as an invitation. The wave of his climax rose higher than ever, and he felt like he teetered on the edge. Though whether he would fly or fall once he went over, he wasn't sure. Finally, it broke over him like a roaring waterfall, and he squeezed his cock hard as he shot streams of white over the foliage in front of him. He felt as if he were emptying himself of something vital as his cock pulsed again and again, the pleasure echoing throughout him. Shaking, Lan Wangji tucked his cock back inside his clothes and slumped where he knelt. Awareness of the risk he had just taken flooded over him, his heart rate picking up again. He frantically scanned his surroundings, but found them blessedly empty. That had been a moment of madness, and it was more than he deserved not to get caught. He pushed himself to his feet on trembling legs and left the clearing. He must meditate more to restore his discipline, which was clearly weaker than he had realized. A junior disciple greeted him respectfully as they passed each other, and Lan Wangji struggled to return the greeting with a straight face. Surely it was obvious, somehow, what he had just done. Was it possible he seemed the same second Master Lan he had always been, when just minutes before he had been shamelessly stroking his cock in public? It seemed so, but regardless of the potential impact to his cultivation, it seemed necessary to bring himself to orgasm more often. Another lapse like this was not acceptable. He would not let it happen again. Lan Wangji returned to the rabbit's clearing several days later to say goodbye to the creatures before he left and with some hope of clearing his mind, which was unfortunately unsettled recently. The clearing was peaceful, the wind rustling gently in the trees and birds singing above him. The rabbits were scattered across the clearing, and the nearest ones edged away from him as he approached. Shame had led him to avoid the rabbit's clearing initially after his first visit. He shied away from remembering what he had done. How could he have done such a thing in public? He waited motionlessly for the rabbits to become accustomed to his presence. His gaze landed on the bushes in front of him, and he saw a faint stain on a dark leaf. Embarrassment rose in his throat when he realized it was a remainder of his last visit here. Lan Wangji, for reasons that had currently escaped him, had knelt here and taken his cock out and brought himself to a climax more powerful than he had ever experienced in his life. Lan Wangji, frustratingly, found arousal starting to build at the memory. Surely he would not do it again. Why couldn't he control himself? As he felt his cock fatten and start to leak, he tried to pretend he was still hesitating, convincing himself he was not about to pleasure himself where anyone could stumble upon him again. But he knew he wasn't really going to stop. Was there something wrong with him? Just moments ago, he hadn't been able to remember what compelled him to do this last time, and now it was inevitable he would do it again. Glancing around him, Lan Wangji pushed a hesitant hand flat against his cock and flushed when his hips rocked up without his volition. He frowned at himself. Was he really so unrestrained? But that didn't stop him from reaching a hand under his clothes. His cock was hot in his hand, and already the inside of his trousers were smeared with fluid and slick against his fingers. He was going to do it again. He was going to bring himself to climax here in the clearing. A bolt of arousal shot through him. He wondered, vaguely, what his peers did to themselves that felt this good and this wrong, or if he was the only one who found strange things so arousing. With a final look, he gave in and drew his cock out, completely, before letting his hand fall to his lap, catching the liquid that dripped from his cock. The contrast between his robes and his cock, stiff and fat and flushed dark against the fabric, was difficult to look away from. Having gone this far, Lan Wangji ought to finish as quickly as possible, before someone wandered by and caught him. He shivered at the thought and wrapped his hand around his cock. A quick finish had not been a problem last time. The first stroke, wet and tight, was a tremendous relief. He couldn't help but tug on his cock, fast and rough, so different from his usual gentle motions. Ah, he was already so close, the pleasure surging through him. He slowed his hand, drawing out the peak. Another stroke would get him there, and then it would be over and he would have to think about his foolish actions. He was just barely touching himself, holding the head of his cock lightly between two fingers and sliding them ever so slightly back and forth. If someone came up behind him now, they wouldn't immediately recognize what he was doing. The pleasure was almost agonizing, and it was impossible to avoid the fact that Lan Wangji was not only pleasuring himself in public, he was doing so for far longer than necessary and actually never wanted to stop. Oh, he was so close, but he didn't want it to be over. He wanted to draw it out. He wanted to finish right now so he could immediately start again. Something rustled behind him, and a voice called out,
"Lan-chan, so you like the rabbits after all? Or perhaps you're lurking here because you hope to find me and request another drawing? You could just..."
Panic shot through Lan Wangji. He stuffed his cock into his clothes and whirled to face his interlocutor, who, of course, was Wei Wuxian.
"Wei Ying,"
Lan Wangji said through numb lips. The echo of his touch burned on his cock. He placed his hands in his lap, but was careful not to so much as brush his cock. For a long moment, he balanced at the precipice, staring at Wei Wuxian, everything in his body tensed and straining. Climax hovered so close. Anything could tip him one way or the other. Wei Wuxian smiled and hurried towards him, and Lan Wangji lost the battle. He blinked stupidly at Wei Wuxian as the thick haze of arousal throughout his body tore through him and suddenly solidified in his nipples, balls, and cock. Oh, his cock. Though Lan Wangji had ejaculated only days previously and surely not built up his essence completely again, it felt like his climax went on forever. His blood rushed in his ears as he shot spurt after spurt into his trousers. Wei Wuxian was picking his way through the clearing while saying something Lan Wangji couldn't hear as his attention was occupied by betraying no sign he was, at that moment, filling his underclothes with hot, wet semen. Was his release normally this copious?
"Ah, Lan-chan, are you all right? You look angry."
"I see. You must be communing with the rabbits. Please accept my humble apologies for interrupting." Lan Wangji's cock was still spitting little dribbles sporadically into his clothes. Wei Wuxian exaggerated a grimace at the nearest rabbit.
"Just wait, little bunny. I'll leave Lan-chan to his meditation and come back to take you for my dinner when the righteous second master Lan isn't here to protect you."
Lan Wangji watched mutely as Wei Wuxian went back up the path, leaving him uncomfortable in underclothes and contents. Around 2 decades later, Lan Wangji again watched Wei Wuxian silently, this time with a clear conscience and somewhat more self-awareness. He had stood with Wei Wuxian against the world on the stairs of Koi Tower, and now Wei Wuxian slept peacefully here in the Jingxi under Lan Wangji's jealous gaze. He never wanted to let him go. Though he would, of course he would, Lan Wangji would not be his father, let alone get out of their shared bed. Lan Wangji had collapsed into the Jinxia's single bed alongside the unconscious Wei Wuxian as soon as the doctor had left, after he had carried him into cloud recesses. Now they were both perfectly well, Wei Wuxian's stab wound healing nicely several days later,
and there was not even the thinnest excuse for them to continue sleeping together. But Lan Wangji knew what he wanted, and he was not going to say a word about their sleeping arrangement before Wei Wuxian did. This morning, Wei Wuxian lay sleeping next to him, not quite touching, but close enough that Lan Wangji could feel the warmth of his body all along his side. Lan Wangji propped himself up slightly so he could look down at Wei Wuxian's face, relaxed in sleep. He was curled on his side, facing Lan Wangji, with his face pressed into the pillow, and he was drooling slightly. Lan Wangji thought it would be off-putting, but at this point he was willing to acknowledge that nothing about Wei Wuxian could ever put him off. As a matter of fact, Lan Wangji was intensely satisfied to have his possessions drooled on by Wei Wuxian. The faint scent of Wei Wuxian's body emanated from the bedding, now that he had been sleeping here for several nights. This mark of Wei Wuxian's residence here filled him with selfish pleasure. His bed should never smell like anything else. No one else's bed should ever smell like Wei Wuxian. It was beyond time for Lan Wangji to get up, but getting up would entail leaving his warm bed and Wei Wuxian's soft breaths. As he was summoning his willpower, Wei Wuxian's moan broke the silence of the room. Startled, Lan Wangji focused on Wei Wuxian's face. He was still sleeping. Was he having a nightmare? Wei Wuxian moaned again, and in one movement flung his leg over Lan Wangji's thigh and brought his hand up to clutch at the front of Lan Wangji's robe. Lan Wangji froze. Wei Wuxian was thoroughly cuddling him. His face was nestled in the crook of Lan Wangji's neck, and he breathed hotly on the skin of his throat. Lan Wangji was seized by the desire to flee and also to never move again. Wei Wuxian's breath was not the only thing hot against him. Against his hip was that. Wei Wuxian moaned a third time, and his hips hitched against Lan Wangji, pressing what was certainly an erection into his hip. Lan Wangji closed his eyes in shame as blood rushed to his own cock. He was excruciatingly aware of his cock, mere inches away from Wei Wuxian's throbbing erection. It would take so little to pull Wei Wuxian entirely on top of him and press their cocks together. Lan Wangji forcibly stowed that thought in the back of his mind. Lan Wangji was very glad to see evidence that Wei Wuxian was so much recovered from his injury. He ought to slide carefully out from under Wei Wuxian and leave him to wake up and do whatever he might need to do in solitude while Lan Wangji went about his day. Mo Zhuanyu's body was rather young, and Wei Wuxian had never been one to restrain his desires, so it was not surprising he would rub himself against a warm bedfellow in his sleep, now that he was healthy. Lan Wangji ought to start giving him more time alone, should not assume that Wei Wuxian also wanted to spend every waking hour together. A wet spot had already started forming on the front of Lan Wangji's sleeping trousers, where his cock pushed them out. Shameless. It had been a long time since he had been so aroused unintentionally. He wanted. Arousal's familiar twin, shame, rolled through him. This was perhaps a bridge too far, even for someone as shameless as Lan Wangji had proven himself to be. Wei Wuxian was right there. He was sleeping draped all over Lan Wangji, and while he knew Wei Wuxian slept very deeply, and Lan Wangji would only have to move his hand ever so slightly. Lan Wangji slid his hand slowly down his flank to rest on the crest of one hip bone. His cock jerked and pulled at the fabric under his fingers. In a distant part of his mind, he laughed at himself. Was he trying to fool himself about where that hand was going? He thought he had left his fixation with public sexual activity in the past, but apparently it was another thing that had returned after 16 years. Wei Wuxian snuffled against his neck and said muzzily, "Lan Chan." Lan Wangji froze and dropped his hand against the sheets like it had burned him.
Wei Wuxian rolled his hips gracefully, pushing his cock hard into Lan Wangji's side and burrowed his face deeper into the crook of Lan Wangji's neck.
Lan Chan. Lan.
He seemed to come completely awake and stiffened as he took in their position and his own condition. He flung his head up to look Lan Wangji in the face in panic.
Ah, Lan Chan, forgive me, I was asleep, I didn't mean...
He started to push himself off Lan Wangji and sit up, holding his hips as far away as possible. Lan Wangji's hand shot out and grabbed Wei Wuxian by the wrist. He hadn't meant to do that. Wei Wuxian met Lan Wangji's eyes again. He said slowly,
Lan Chan?
Just as slowly, his gaze traveled down Lan Wangji's body, snagging where his cock jutted out under his trousers. Lan Wangji noticed with horror that the growing wet spot made the thin white fabric almost translucent, and with his cock straining upwards under Wei Wuxian's scrutiny, the head was practically visible. As they both stared at it, it bounced and a small drop welled up through the fabric at the tip. Lan Wangji was witnessing something many had wanted over the years. A speechless Wei Wuxian. His eyes seemed stuck on Lan Wangji's cock, hard and wet for him. Had Wei Wuxian noticed him guiltily yank his hand away? Did he know what Lan Wangji had been seconds away from doing? He couldn't stand Wei Wuxian's relentless looking and tugged him down towards him. Wei Wuxian let himself be pulled, but Lan Wangji realized he had made a tactical mistake because Wei Wuxian did not let him hide his face in Wei Wuxian's messy hair, but rather caught himself on his hands and looked down at Lan Wangji lying beneath him. Lan Wangji was trapped between his arms, though they only touched where their bodies crossed at the waist. He fought the urge to close his eyes. Wei Wuxian opened his mouth.
Lan Chan?
It seemed possible Wei Wuxian was not going to say anything but Lan Wangji's name ever again. Had he broken him? Lan Wangji wanted to say something, to explain or apologize, but the words stuck in his throat. Wei Wuxian's eyes narrowed.
It's well past five, Lan Chan. You must have been awake for a while.
Were you lying there this whole time? Like this? Because of... He swallowed.
Because of you, Lan Wangji didn't say.
He closed his eyes in despair. His cock was not softening, despite the embarrassing situation. Couldn't he be a normal person whose arousal died after being caught in a compromising position? With every beat of his heart, it seemed like his cock got harder and the wet spot widened. A flush was steadily rising in Wei Wuxian's face. It extended down past the open neck of his robe, down Wei Wuxian's chest, which rose and fell rapidly. Wei Wuxian shut his eyes briefly and dropped onto his elbows, which pressed their chests together. Lan Wangji's heart pounded. They were touching so much. Wei Wuxian warm against his front. When Wei Wuxian opened his eyes, their faces were very close together. His eyes were so dark in the dim room, and his mouth was slightly open, his tongue darting out to lick his lips. Lan Wangji tipped his head back ever so slightly, his gaze swinging wildly between Wei Wuxian's eyes and his mouth. And then he wasn't sure if he moved first or if Wei Wuxian did, but their mouths were fitted together and they were kissing. Wei Wuxian's mouth was wet and open against his, and the kiss was hot and deep, sending a shiver curling through him. Lan Wangji had thought about kissing this man specifically, but he never knew it could be like this. Lan Wangji gave in to his earlier desire and pulled Wei Wuxian over and onto him so their hips aligned. Wei Wuxian didn't break the kiss, but deepened it, putting his tongue in Lan Wangji's mouth with a series of frantic little moans. Lan Wangji groaned helplessly, finding the juxtaposition of Wei Wuxian's tongue inside his mouth and his cock pressing against Lan Wangji's to be powerfully erotic. Wei Wuxian broke away, but Lan Wangji couldn't bear to keep his mouth off him. He brought it to Wei Wuxian's neck instead and mouthed at the skin of his throat,
tasting faintly of sweat under his tongue. Lan Wangji wanted to taste, wanted to consume every part of Wei Wuxian.
Lan Chan, are you really... Ah!
He gasped as Lan Wangji bit into the soft flesh of his throat.
Oh, you want this?
Lan Wangji sucked harder to communicate just how much he wanted it, wanted Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian's hips were grinding faster against him as he whimpered with each breath. They weren't so much kissing anymore as breathing each other's air, gasping into each other's mouths.
Sorry, Lan Chan, it's so fast, but I can't. I'm gonna...
Wei Ying, yes.
His ears were incandescent, but he forged on.
On me.
Wei Wuxian looked at him in confusion. Then his whole face went open with surprise.
You want me to...
His thrusts sped up.
Please, Wei Ying,
he whispered.
Okay, I guess I don't want my first time to be humping with our pants on either.
Lan Wangji thought, first time? But put that in the back of his mind for another time. They managed to disengage, and Wei Wuxian sat back, stripping off his shirt. The head of his cock poked out of the waistband of his trousers where they had slipped low on his hips. Lan Wangji's hands slowed on the ties of his shirt, which fell open, and he bit his lip. His shirt fell open. Wei Wuxian didn't break eye contact as he fumbled with his trousers.
Fuck!
He hissed in frustration, and slid off the bed to hop out of them. And then, Wei Wuxian was naked in front of him. Lan Wangji barely had a moment to take in the sight before Wei Wuxian clambered back onto the bed and straddled him, hand going immediately to his own cock. The shiny head protruded from his fist and dripped onto his fingers as he thrust into his hand. He tipped his head back.
Lan Chan, I've thought about this so much. Fuck, I was dreaming about you.
He screwed his face up. Lan Wangji was about to see Wei Wuxian climax in his bed, on him, and shot ropes of semen onto Lan Wangji's front, the first pulse catching him all the way on his chin, the rest painting stripes on his bare chest. It was hot on Lan Wangji's skin, then cooled almost immediately. The lines of semen still felt like brands on his chest. Wei Wuxian collapsed onto his side next to Lan Wangji, who was so aroused he literally felt ill. He gripped the sheets in both hands to keep from moving.
Lan Chan, you kinky bastard,
Wei Wuxian said admiringly. Who knew you had it in you?
Wei Ying, please.
He sounded desperate and didn't know what he was asking for exactly. But Wei Wuxian hummed thoughtfully and dragged a hand across Lan Wangji's chest, scooping up a palmful of his own semen, and stuck his hand down Lan Wangji's trousers. Semen did not, in any way, make a good lubricant, but the concept of Wei Wuxian using his own fluids to touch Lan Wangji was short-circuiting his brain. Wei Wuxian was a sex genius. He pressed his head back into the pillow and his hips up into Wei Wuxian's fist, torn between escape and more. It was all too much. He was repeating,
Wei Ying, Wei Ying,
like it was the only words he knew. His semen had gone sticky in Wei Wuxian's hand, but he was still leaking copiously, adding to the general wetness. Wei Wuxian's grip could be smoother, but it didn't matter. Arousal was boiling in his belly and up from his toes, pushing him higher and higher.
Lan Chan, are you close? Fuck, you're so red all over. I can't believe I'm about to make Hong Guan-jun lose it in his pajamas.
Lan Wangji groaned and surged up to press his mouth messily against Wei Wuxian's. His strokes sped up, and that was it. He couldn't hold back anymore. Thrusting sloppily into Wei Wuxian's grip, his climax overwhelmed him and he spurted again and again into his trousers, absolutely covering Wei Wuxian's hand. He lay back, his breathing slowing. Wei Wuxian drew his hand back and, making a face, wiped it on the sheets. Lan Wangji couldn't bring himself to care. He turned his head to look at Wei Wuxian, resting on the same pillow,
who smiled blindingly at him.
Good morning, Lan Chan.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!